Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey, we've been bringing him to you. We've been introducing him to you now since the last millennium, since the previous century, since 1999. He's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. That's just one of them. Also, how a home office know-how, that's another one, and safe at home, that's the third one. They're right there, folks, and he's one of the greatest copywriters of all time, right, Jeff?
So they tell me, but thank you.
Jeffrey,
so you tell me, and I
welcome,
appreciate that.
Welcome back.
That's always a pleasure. I hope you didn't throw your back carrying all those books.
No,
I heard them breaking your desk in the back. Hopefully it's not some IKEA piece.
I have people who do this for me. I don't.
There you go.
I don't touch
break
things.
Their back.
I don't touch things like that. I have people. It's good to have you back. And
pleasure.
I don't know if you know this or not, Jeff, but in America today, the research I've seen indicate that there may be as many as 4 million jobs going unfilled. Now think about that. All the people out there who can't find, who are out of work, and we still have that many people who positions that can't be filled. Some of them aren't filled because they can't find the people who have the skills they want. And that's another problem. But I wonder how many of them aren't being filled right now because people don't know how to ask for a job.
And I think that they don't know how to ask, and they don't muster the sort of the gumption or the nerve to ask. And I've tried, you know, we have three kids. Our youngest is a senior in high school, and one of the things I've kind of taught them, one of my mantras is never be embarrassed in front of somebody you'll never see again, which you know, is true. So that helps them understand why dad can be a whack job out in public, and I don't really care, because if I'm not going to see the folk again, I'm really not that embarrassed about it. But more to the point, you know, certainly when you're out looking for a job, networking, talking with people, first off, you got to be out there. You got to put yourself in the position.
You got to get outside your four walls.
Yeah, exactly. Like that famed business economist Milton Berle once said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.
That's right.
You got to walk, got to build that door, you got to walk through that door. You got to be out there in the open and making things happen. But these are kind of the soft skills that people need to know as far as putting yourself in the position and we've spoken about this before, making the ask. Because if you don't ask, you won't, the chances are someone's not going to offer up. And I think that we often just don't, and I had to learn this early on in my career, and it's helped me all along, just to make the ask.
How about just acting like you want the job?
Act like you want the job.
How many people come and interview? Have you seen come and interview? How many have come in my door to interview, and I never got the feeling they wanted the job. I got the feeling they were checking a square.
Yeah.
And
through the motions.
And I knew they weren't. It wasn't like they were on unemployment, and they were happy with that. Real quick story. Many years ago, I was in college and I was about to be laid off because a recession hit. I won't tell you what century that was or what decade. Long, 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 long time ago. My boss said, "Hey, man, I'm gonna have to lay you off. Business is slow." I said, "Okay." So I called two people I knew who were managers at Sears and older people my parents' age, and I said, "I'm looking for a job. Are you guys hiring?" "Oh no, business is off. We're not hiring anybody." And so I went on down and filled out an application, and the lady said, at Sears, and the lady said, we got your phone number, we'll call you. And I said, who do I see? She said, what do you mean? I said, I'm here for a job, who do I see? I'm 19 years old. And she said, what do you mean? I said, I want to see somebody about a job.
Right.
She said, wait here. I wound up being hired that day. I was hired that day to go to work in the division of one of the people who said, we're not hiring.
we're not hiring. Exactly. You know, had you put it out there.
I got up on my hind legs
and said, take no.
I'm not here for an application. I'm here for a job.
Right.
He said, what do you do? I said, I sell. He said, what can you sell? I said, whatever you got to sell.
Right. There you go. And that's, you know, and I got to tell you, that's part of, that's, that attitude will take people, and I think people don't realize it because they confuse that with being overly aggressive. They confuse that with maybe being obnoxious. They confuse that with putting themselves in a place where they don't belong. You know what? It gets back to my opening line. Don't be embarrassed in front of, look, had you gone up and said, made that statement, and you got somebody out there and they said, well, buddy, she told you we're not hiring. We're not hiring, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know what? Chances are you'd never see the guy again. Nothing
That's
ventured,
right.
Nothing gained. You
That's
know,
right.
So you don't. You got to take the chance, and I think we don't take the chance. Many people don't. What do you have to lose? What do you have to gain is far more important than what you have to lose in that type of situation.
Well, actually, here's another thing I think people ought to think about. That lady was going to take my application, and I was going to rely on someone else to put my best foot forward.
Right.
If I walked out of there.
Right.
That just has never been something I'm willing to accept.
Absolutely.
When someone's driving 30 miles an hour down the road and I want to go 50, it irritates me that I have to live my life at their pace.
Right.
I go around them. And I wasn't going to let somebody else decide whether I was going to get a job or not without me giving it my best shot. And to me, that's what people ought to be saying to themselves, shouldn't they?
Well, I think that's what we lack. You know, as I was doing my interviews this week and talking to people in the hiring community, people who work with or in the training community, helping folk prepare to get jobs or, you know, prepare to get the next job. And there was a lot of discussion about the soft skills, like we're talking about, the things, not knowing how to do the job. That's the hard skill, and not the hard, like difficult, but that's if soft is the people skills, hard is knowing how to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to be, we're not talking about, if you're going to be a computer technician, then you got to know that stuff, and that's
right.
The hard skill. The soft skill is knowing how to shake someone's hand and look them in the eye when you're talking to them. It's knowing to return an email or send a handwritten note of thanks after someone's
given you the How about acting a little confident?
And
people,
acting
people
confident,
want,
back to your
they want,
point.
They want you to be confident, and they want you to act like you want the job.
Absolutely.
Won't that overcome an awful lot of other things?
Yeah, because people, you know,
like your wardrobe. I mean, that would overcome your wardrobe easy.
I was interviewing, again, another person I interviewed this week. I forgot exactly how they put it, but their phrase was something along the lines of, you know, hire for attitude and train for skill. So,
yeah.
You know, you come in with the hard skills. You know how to do the basis of the work that's done. But you hire for the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because you bring that person on because they reveal that they have the attitude you need. Then you can train them to do whatever the job
And teach them how to dress, right? Yeah. ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.